You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Hey guys, how are you? Welcome back to another episode. So, I took 3 weeks off. I can't even believe it's been 3 weeks. And I just didn't even really let you know. So, I'm so sorry. I truly apologize for that. That is like the worst thing to do. I've been, you know, posting a lot on my social media, on my Facebook and Instagram. If you're not following me, you can find me at The Happy Workaholic. And I've been traveling back and forth to Vegas. I was there for an entire week. I'm in the middle of a legal case that I'm representing myself. So I had to, you know, become an attorney, and I'm still dealing with that. I had a bunch of doctor's appointments, which I'll fill you in on later. And I was swamped with client work. I had to kind of just take a break from anything creative that I was personally working on because I wasn't in a good mindset, mind frame to do so, to be honest with you. I can't create when I'm stressed out. I can't do good work when I'm stressed out, like creative wise, like content, putting content together. I can do my job and coach my clients and produce shows, no problem. But when it comes to my own work, it's very, very difficult for me to do. So when it comes to my podcast, I just like had nothing to say. I was so burnt out. I was stressed out. You know, I didn't want to come off like as a bitch, to be honest, because I just like sounded like one every 2 seconds I spoke because of the level of my anxiety and stress. And I just didn't want to record shows like that. So anyway, I wanted to come on before something exciting is happening with this show. And I wanted to come on and, you know, apologize for not being consistent. If you know or have a business online, consistency is key. And not just online, really, like in general and in life. Like if you're not consistent with the way you eat, you're not going to lose weight or feel good. If you're not consistent with, you know, waking up early and having a morning routine, you know, it's not going to set yourself up for success and allow you to have a good day. And there's just a million other explanations. But long story short, I was like emotionally hungover the last few weeks, and I've been sleeping. I've been eating all the greens, eating, drinking, you know, Instagramming, like everything green. My body was just dying for greens. Vegas was very stressful for me. It put me back into a really bad mindset, and you know, I was visualizing the worst. It was just beyond stressful when it comes to my legal case, and you know, it was going back in time. It felt like I was stuck in a time warp, and I was there for 7 days. That's a long time. Granted, I was with my best friend and her family, and I was able to see some of my other close friends, and that part is probably the only thing that like kept me going, because they're my support system, and I wouldn't have been able to go through that without them. So I'm so grateful, but I don't even know what to say about the legal part because I don't really want to say anything until like next week. Only because I'm not about to mess up my strategy. So I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but you guys know I'm sharing everything on my Instagram. So if you haven't seen the story of me being misdiagnosed or the story of me representing myself and my legal case, you can follow along on my Instagram at The Happy Workaholic. Everything to date is there. And I'm doing that, honestly, to show that, you know, show others out there that you too can do it. It's not just me. There's a lot of freaking sacrifices you're going to have to make in order for it to work out. But in the long run, it's going to pay off. I mean, I gave up 3 years out of my life. I'm just now feeling like myself again. And then I should say, the moment I feel like myself, you know, I lose my memory again. And that's something that's really, that's been happening a lot lately. You know, you probably notice when I talk on the podcast, like I say things twice, and I do have notes in front of me, pages actually, but there is just something, you know, as my doctor told me the other day, that I'm suffering from two things, and that one thing is chemo brain, and that second thing is trauma. So we're dealing with that. I keep touching this bottle. If you guys can hear it, it's actually a prescription I just had her fill, and I'm so mad about it. But I just need to, you know, give myself some, I don't even know what to say, but I needed to go back on this prescription for something, and it's just temporary, but I just felt like so guilty, and like angry that I had to like start taking a medication again. For the time being, because I'm so stressed out, I can't sleep, my anxiety's through the roof, and I just need it to, like, you know, help keep me focused and honestly breathe. I'm having problems breathing. Like, if you watch my Instagram stories, I'm always taking a deep breath or going before I talk or after a sentence, and that's just my anxiety, and it's kicked in full force. So I'm back on a medication, and I'm, you know, I'm angry about it because, a little bit angry. I'm trying to get over the fact that I shouldn't, because it's just temporary. Nothing in life is permanent. We all know that. But I am like staring at the bottle. I've taken myself off 12 prescription medications, and I'm still detoxing from them. And the fact that I keep losing like my memory is from, you know, being on prescriptions and for sure chemo. And now I have to take one again. And, you know, I am on my medication for my thyroid, but this is a lot stronger, but it is just to help keep me focused and, you know, breathe, because I'm not breathing. I'm just like filled with anxiety. But the good news is, in between all of that, I was able to dig deep and like really, really fucking deep and come up with something that I had been working on, honestly, for months. And every time I tried to go back to it, it just, like, wasn't making sense. And I know why. And it's because I wasn't in the right, you know, frame of mind to make it make sense for others and make it valuable for others and make it funny for others and useful. And finally, I can say it's done. So if you get notified when I have new shows, you are going to really like what's coming next. I've spent a lot of time on it, a lot of time preparing, a lot of time putting the content together, a lot of time recording, a lot of writing, a lot of tears, a lot of like anger, like so much. It was basically like going to therapy again in order to like put this information together for others out there. So if you're listening to this podcast on this holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and you are not a part of my email list, my VIP newsletter that goes out usually every Wednesday, you are going to want to go to thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up for that newsletter if you want the big news in your inbox on Monday. If not, it'll be plastered all over the internet on Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. It's something that, you know, I've really wanted to do for a while. And I tried months ago to do it, and it just didn't make sense. I tried again, I don't know, like a month or two ago, and it wasn't making sense. And for those of you out there that know the feeling and know what I'm going through, you know, with like stress and anxiety, you try to put out good work, and it doesn't work. You need to be in a good frame of mind in order for it to make sense. You need to be in a happy, healthy, positive, and productive space in your personal and professional life for things to make sense for yourself and for others. And it's finally here. So I am so excited. So I just wanted to come on and kind of give you a little life update. I feel like I do that a lot because I'm so inconsistent and I'm just trying my best. I'm human and, you know, I know consistency is key. The last thing I want to do is put my face on a Facebook Live or an Instagram story when I'm like crying all day, to be honest. But I'm feeling better lately and I just want to know what you guys want moving forward with this podcast. What would you like to see more of on the show? Who would you like to hear more of for the I Chose This Life, which is also picking back up in June? That's something that I never mentioned that was stopping. And, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I have a lot on my plate and I'm just doing the best that I can. And I share with you everything that's going on. There's not one thing like I haven't shared. So that is happening in June. My Instagram takeover is happening again in June. I just honestly needed a break. The only time I had left in my life was to help my clients. And obviously, like I mentioned earlier, I can't create when I'm stressed out. So I just took a break. So everything is coming back in June. But the big news is that something bigger is coming back in just a couple days. I'm recording this right now. It's Saturday and it's coming Tuesday and I cannot wait. I hope I don't like post too soon. I'm so dying to put it out. But I already said Tuesday, and if you want it Monday, you need to be on my VIP email list. But if you are looking to hear different stories from different guests for the I Chose This Life series, let me know. If you haven't already left me a review, comment on iTunes, I would love your feedback, what you already think about the podcast and what you know, with something that really resonated with you for an episode for the I Chose This Life series or for any one of my solo shows. If you aren't aware, I'm actually doing a giveaway for my birthday, which is June 10th. And the giveaway is one free month of either business, LinkedIn or podcast coaching. And that's your choice. The value is over hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And you get to choose one of them for free. Now, all you have to do is leave a comment, rate, review, subscribe to the Happy Workaholic podcast. You need to screenshot it and send it to me via Facebook or Instagram. Tag me at the Happy Workaholic. You can email it to me, hello@thehappyworkaholic.com. You can text it to me if you have my personal cell phone number. But I need to know that you have left me a review. So you need to go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, leave a review, screenshot, and send it to me somehow so that you can be entered. And if you guys are not a part of the Happy Workaholic Network on Facebook, that's my Facebook group, I would love to see you in there. I'm going to be doing a lot more things in there, especially after this new project, Top Secret Project, launches on Tuesday. I'm going to be spending a lot more time in there. So I think that's all I have for today. It's a holiday weekend, and holiday weekends, I honestly usually work a lot because it's kind of like a downtime for me, right? So I don't know if you work online, if you're enjoying your weekend with friends or family, like that's totally fine. I just use it always as like personal time and just to get a lot of my own content done. So I'm putting the finishing touches on some things and finishing up some client work, and I'm just, prepping some more meals. I'm down 8 pounds, which is amazing. I met with a nutritionist, which you're going to hear more of for the first time last week, and she honestly told me that I wasn't eating enough protein or carbs, so that's cool. So I need to eat more, and I've been sleeping a lot, and you're going to hear more about that next week as well. So I hope you guys are having a great week, a weekend, a holiday weekend. Thank you for, you know, coming back and listening to my show. Thank you for leaving those reviews. Thank you for messaging me all over the internet and sending me emails. It really means so much. And I'm so excited for the future of the show. I just needed a break. I honestly just was so burnt out. And I can't come on and record a good show when I'm in that mind frame. It's just not good for anyone. So I'm putting in the work this weekend. I'm getting up. I'm moving around. I'm not playing small anymore. I'm breathing. I'm less stressed. I'm being mindful. And I think that's it. So I'm gonna go. finalize a few things for my top secret project, and I cannot wait to hear what you guys have to say about what is coming next. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.